Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Bob Geismar, and welcome to another edition of One Thought Golf on Blog Talk Radio. It is 4 o'clock Eastern Time on July 22nd. It's a Wednesday, the day before the Canadian Open commences at famed Glen Abbey Golf Course in suburban Toronto, Oakville, Ontario, to be specific. We will talk at great length about the second oldest tournament to be conducted in North America. That's right, the Canadian Open. It's also a couple of days after a fantastic British Open. We're going to talk extensively, of course, about that. We will also have my predictions for this week's event and a strategy for your game. But first, to lead us off, let's talk about the Open Championship, the 144th version. I like to call it the British Open. I grew up calling it the British Open, and, well, that's what I'm calling it, although most of the world does refer to it simply as the Open. It was conducted under strange weather conditions. Normally, the wind this time of year is not that bad at St. Andrews, but it was horrible to the point on Saturday where they couldn't play golf. They got a couple of holes in and had to call it a day. Finally, they did get that round in on Saturday morning, just a little bit of it. Then they played round three on Sunday and the final ultimate round on Monday. Okay, so Jordan Spieth did not get the third leg of the Triple Crown, but the youngster made a valiant effort. I hope that you saw it on Monday. He nailed an amazing 45-50-footer on the 16th hole, a snake over the woods to Grandma's house and back again. Fabulous. He did not par 17, which was playing at really almost an official par five, even though it was a par four. And his second shot went into the Valley of Sin on the 18th hole at St. Andrews. And, well, they don't call it the Valley of Sin for nothing. So he comes in third. Leishman has a brilliant weekend, 130 shots, tying the Open record. In fact, tying a major record for the lowest number of strokes over the weekend or the final two rounds of a major championship. He gets in the playoff and is not very good. So he doesn't do well in the playoff. Louis Oosthuizen was magnificent, didn't fare as well in the playoff as well, missed a couple of putts. And the winner is Zach Johnson from Cedar Rapids, Iowa, taking his second major. The 07 Masters champ did it in style after failing to get the playoff last week in the John Deere at Silvis, Illinois. He comes back and does it this week, wins the British Open, and boy, was he almost lost for words, so happy to win the greatest golf tournament of all time, the oldest major, the oldest tournament, and to win it at the birthplace of golf. That is a major historic event in the world of golf. He does stop the Spieth potential slam. If Spieth had won, Whistling Straits in 3 weeks in Kohler, Wisconsin would have been a nut house. I would dare say tickets would be priceless if he was in the hunt on Sunday. And I mean, you could probably claim any ticket you wanted, any ticket price. Well, that didn't happen. Spieth still has a chance to win three of the four. He could not have been more gracious in, if you call it, defeat. It's hard to say coming in third and playing as well as he did, 14 under par. But he failed to complete what would have been the first time anyone won the first three majors since 1953, the legendary Ben Hogan. Okay, a great British Open leads us to this week's event. 156 men, 11 major champions, will tee it up tomorrow at Glen Abbey, one of the great events on the PGA Tour, in my opinion. It is a national event. It is a major event. It has taken a little bit of a back seat to other tournaments in the regard that it's simply another tournament on the PGA Tour. Well, it is a national championship. A lot of Canadians are entered in the event. Oh, as I say, 11 major champions. Quickly looking at some of the groupings, we've got Jason Day, who came ever so close this past weekend with playing alongside Luke Donald and Canadian Graham Dillette. Graham Dillette still in search of his first PGA Tour win. And what better place would that be in his home country of Canada? Chesson Hadley will be playing with Retief Goosen and Mark Wilson. Scott Piercy, a winner last week at the Barbasol in Alabama, will be playing with Brooks Koepka and Graham McDowell. What an interesting group that is. Angel Cabrera, a major champion with James Hahn and Matt Every. Sang Moon Bay is in the event with Ben Crane and Derek Ernst. Sang Moon Bay lost his fight to not have to serve in the South Korean military. He will be returning to South Korea. I frankly don't have the date on that, to serve 2 years. That could, well, it'll sidetrack his career. I don't want to say damage it because he's such a great young player, but it does sidetrack his career. We'll see how much golf he'll actually be allowed to play in a two-year service to his country. Ryo Ishikawa is in the event. He played pretty well overseas. Sean O'Hare is in the event. I like Sean O'Hare a little bit this week as well. I'm looking through the list of players. Ryan Palmer's in it. Martin Laird with Lucas Glover and Stuart Sink. Matty Kuchar, who played pretty well for a while overseas and failed over the weekend with Hunter Mahan and Ernie Els. Bubba Watson's in the event with Jim Furyk and the defending champion, Tim Clark. One sidestep for just a moment. Mike Weir announced a few days ago that he will be stepping aside from competitive golf for an indefinite period, citing family reasons. Well, our hopes and thoughts and prayers are with Mike Weir. This is his fifth major. In fact, it might be his first major. He was thwarted once in a playoff against Vijay Singh in an attempt to win, but our thoughts are with him. We hope that whatever's going on in his life, he can clear up. Sometimes life gets in the way of playing golf on the PGA Tour. It happens. As we just mentioned, it's happening to Sang Moon Bay, and it's also happening to Mike Weir. So our very, very best wishes for Mike to whatever's going on. It's certainly a private situation. He has no reason to tell anybody that he doesn't want. The public has no business knowing what's going on in his private life. He's entitled. So, Mike, we're thinking about you, and good luck in whatever happens, and we sure hope to see you out in the near future on the PGA Tour. Okay, now for my strategy for today, and then I'll have my picks, as I always do, my fearless picks in the Canadian Open. My strategy for today is simply have fun. I was playing with a friend of mine the other day. We're same age group, and he was telling me the last 4 or 5 years of his golfing life have been the most fun he's ever had. And I said, why? And he said, because he stopped trying so hard, and he's just having fun, letting the club do the work, swinging the club easy and smooth, not fighting it, and just having a lot of fun and not worrying about bad shots. Of course, he is a disciple of mine with One Thought Golf, and he knows that worrying and fretting over bad shots is not the way to A, have more fun, or B, be a better player. Try new stuff. Experiment on the golf course. Hit an 8-iron instead of a 9-iron. Hit a 7-iron instead of an 8-iron. Have some fun with it. It's all about how much fun you can create, which will allow you to be free on the golf course be more creative, create more shots, use your intuition, and it will lead to lower scores. So that is my strategy for today. Okay, now for my picks. And this is a tough one. Guys are coming off a short week, flying on Monday, late Monday night, getting in middle of the day on Tuesday with a five-hour time change and 8-9 hour flight. So it's going to be a little rough around the edges for some of those guys coming back. But they're the best players in the world, so you got to like them. I am taking Bubba Watson. I am taking Ryan Palmer, who played pretty well last week. And I am taking Patrick Rogers. So I've got Palmer, Bubba Watson, and Patrick Rogers. By the way, before I go, speaking of Watson, not Bubba, but Tom. Tom Watson played in his final British Open. At the age of 65, Tom has decided that, well, it's not in the cards for him to be as competitive as he really wants to be. We all remember what he did 6 years ago, tying Stewart Cink going into a playoff. Pretty remarkable performance then. This one was not as remarkable for him on the golf course, but it was remarkable in his feelings walking around the golf course. He had his son caddying. It was a wonderful sight to see Tom getting the accolades from the Scottish fans who adore him and always have, five-time British Open champion, as he walked across and stood for a short while on the Swilkin Bridge. And I say, nothing like Tom Watson, five-time British Open champion, who joined Peter Thomson, who's a five-time champion, and still Harry Vardon, the only six-time champion, doesn't live on. He's in our memories. Harry Vardon, six-time British Open champion. Okay, that is my show for today. I thank you so much for being with me. As always, you can email me, and I get back to everybody who does email me. It may take a day or two, but I get back to you. My email address is bob@bobgeismar.com. That's bob@bobgeismar.com. Have fun watching the Canadian Open. Enjoy playing golf this week around America and the world. And I will visit with you next week. We'll talk all sorts of different golf things. In the meantime, this is Bob Geismar on One Thought Golf on Blog Talk Radio, saying thank you so much for being with me, and so long for now.